say right here that if there's like the temperature is now, and it would rise during the night automatically. Then you put it in the stove and cook it.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you let it rise in front of it?
Well, if it's warm, like no cold it is now, it would rise tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Make it up tonight and put it in the container, and next morning it'll be from that way up this way.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's made them any time. My wife has.
Did you ever know of any kind of bread that was cooked in the ashes?
No.
Like ash cakes or
I've heard of it, as far as my mother and uncle's name, and I didn't even see it. Oh, hell, I've seen them cook cornbread and skillet on hot, on fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the cornbread like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What you call hush puppies now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Make them the same way?
Kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there something that you sometimes have with, like, green beans or greens and chicken made out of cornmeal?
Say that again.
Is there some kind of a almost like a dough type bread that you have with chicken?
You mean to serve with eating chicken?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, no more than as a rule, I don't remember my folks ever having any particular brand of bread specially for chicken. It'd be biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Or like dumplings?
Oh yeah, you make chicken and dumplings. Good Lord, that's good eating something.
Yeah, I haven't had any of that.
Good Lord, that's good eating. Good old chicken dumplings is... Praise God, I ain't got that bad for it.
Must be good. How do they make the dumplings?
Oh, well, they just take the bread and make it up like you go to make biscuit out of it. Use the same on the same basis and roll it. And take a rolling pin or a big bottle and roll it out about that thick and then cut it up in little squares like.
Mm-hmm.
And put you some butter and put you some salt and black pepper and milk.
Mm-hmm.
Put it up yon and cook it just like you're cooking biscuits. And get it done, and then take that up there, and by Jane goes, and then have the chicken all boiled, and mix that in there, and cover that up, just stir it up like, you know,
that's good. That's
good, huh? Good Lord, I can get that thing full right there. Eat it empty, rather.
Did you ever have that kind of bread that's cooked in, like, a deep pan, and it's kind of soft, you know, spoon out with a spoon?
I know what you're talking about there. In other words, you fix that up and spoon it out just like you would what they call the old-fashioned egg pie.
Egg pie.